You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's fewer than 2 weeks until training camp. The countdown is well underway. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me right here on the Video Mailbag. And let's get started with this week's question from Mauricio Lizarazo. He's from Colombia, and he asks, can our defense come close to its performance of last season? Certainly it can come close. I think getting Von Miller signed to the contract that the Broncos did on Friday is going to go a long way toward the defense being where it was in 2015. Now, you can't expect the same level of performance that delivered last year. Look, it was one of the best seasons any defense has ever had in NFL history. It's unreasonable to expect even a great defense to match that. But if it can come close to that, certainly. And if you look at all the players coming back, yes, they lost Malik Jackson, but Von Miller getting re-signed, DeMarcus Ware, you expect improvement from Shaq Barrett and Shane Ray. Brandon Marshall will be good on the inside. You've got the two Pro Bowl cornerbacks on the outside, and then T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart. I think if you look at the defense, certainly can come close to last year, maybe even match that. Go back in history, the 1986 Bears were actually a better defense statistically than the famed 85 unit, so it can be done. This question from Bryce Clark, he asks, when do you see Denver re-signing Darian Stewart? Well, Darian Stewart's situation, I think, is one that will linger for a while, probably into the next offseason. It's not that the Broncos don't like him, but look at what they did in this past draft. They drafted Justin Simmons and Will Parks, two young safeties. Stewart's contract expires after this season. You know, they've got other areas where they've prioritized. Brandon Marshall already re-signed. They want to re-sign Emmanuel Sanders at some point. With Darian Stewart, I think whether they re-sign him or not may well depend on the progress of those young safeties the Broncos drafted this year. If they do well, I think the Broncos may opt to let Darian Stewart test the market when 2017 offseason comes. But if Stewart is still well ahead of those guys, I think they may make an effort to bring him back. Either way, it's not something I think you're going to see done in the next few months. It's something that may linger well into the offseason. We'll see what happens. Thanks for those questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.